Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. A statement issued by Rice County this week said the Small Business Administration has two separate programs that are making low-interest disaster relief loans to several types of businesses and organizations in the wake of the flooding last month throughout Rice County and greater Minnesota. President Biden's declaration of a major disaster on July 11th activated authority for the SBA to provide disaster assistance and loan assistance to private nonprofit facilities which provide non-critical services of a governmental nature. These organizations must first apply for and exhaust disaster assistance from the SBA, for they can seek assistance for permanent repairs and/or replacements from FEMA. Under the SBA's Physical Disaster Business Loan Program, low-interest, long-term loans can be made to businesses of all sizes, small agricultural cooperatives, and most private nonprofit organizations in order to repair or replace disaster-damaged property, including real estate, inventory, supplies, machinery, and equipment. Meanwhile, the SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL, program provides working capital loans to help the same types of organizations meet ordinary and necessary financial obligations that cannot be met as a direct result of the disaster. These loans are intended to assist through the disaster recovery period. EIDL assistance is available only to entities and their owners who cannot provide for their own recovery from non-government sources, as determined by the SBA. For a full listing of what constitutes a non-critical service of a governmental nature, and for application information, visit the news section of the Rice County website at ricecountymn.gov. After years of conversation and consideration, the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service Joint Powers Board has decided to permanently table the idea of reforming into a taxing authority. The Minnesota State Legislature passed a law several years ago allowing for public safety organizations to form a taxing district, and the NAFRS Board has discussed the option since then. A taxing authority has the ability to levy taxes on the community to pay for its operations and gives the operation autonomy from the government, singular or plural, that the organization serves. In NAFRS case, the organization is a three-way partnership between the City of Northfield, the City of Dundas, and the multiple townships that make up the Rural Fire District. Forming a taxing district would remove the need for each authority to approve the NAFRS budget each year and would relieve the Rural Fire District from having to set their annual levies before they know what the NAFRS budget will be. Northfield Area Fire Chief Tom Nelson said there are several reasons for the decision. It would mean ending the Joint Powers Agreement and completely reorganizing the way NAFRS works. There's some question about board membership as well and whether members of the board would have to be elected or if they could continue to be appointed to the board by their respective municipalities. Nelson said another reason NAFRS is not acting right now is to see how other districts go about things.
So part of it is it's going to be that we're going to wait and see how others do it. If others are doing it around the state, to not have to be the second or third taxing district, but it also buys us some time to say, what are other folks doing? What's their model? And what issues are they solving?
Nelson said the board does acknowledge that some changes should be made to the organization. After 10 years, he said some sections of the Joint Powers Agreement are no longer aligned with their needs and priorities. He said next year a committee will be formed, which he intends to lead, that will conduct a full review of the agreement and make recommendations to the full board.
What are things in the Joint Powers Agreement that are either stale or obsolete from when we first formed? There's been a lot of changes, as well as having a full-time fire chief to be the administrator of the Joint Powers Agreement. And so there are just things that need to be dusted off with that.
Nelson said this decision does not mean that NAFRS will never form a taxing district. Rather, he said it only means that would not be in the best interest of the fire department or the communities it serves right now. And Northfield's 18th Vintage Band Festival will begin tonight and run through tomorrow on Bridge Square. Over the years, the festival has taken on different forms. Every 3 years, it is a four-day event that floods Northfield with music in venues scattered throughout the city. On the off years, it has traditionally been a more compact one-day event that happens on Bridge Square. This year is a day-and-a-half event, again at Bridge Square, that will host 14 individual bands with music ranging from Bavarian horns to Irish pipes to traditional 1940s era big bands, and much more. This year's event will begin at 5:30 this afternoon with Latin-themed music from Que Libre 24, followed by Mariachi Mi Tierra and the McNasty Brass Band. The music will resume Saturday morning at 9 o'clock with the new Prague Area Community Band and will run straight through 10 p.m. when Beasley's Big Band wraps the festival up. Other participating bands include the Sheldon Theater Band, the Twin Cities Trumpet Ensemble, the Minnesota State Band, and the Fryer Department, led by much-heralded Northfield Jazz Band instructor Ethan Fryer. For a full schedule and more information on the Vintage Band Festival, visit vintagebandfestival.org. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.